Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 28th of June. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on how to deal with stress through the eyes of Jesus Christ. How did he deal with it, and how might that help us today? We turn to our Bible reading together for this week, John chapter 14 and verses 1 to 14. Today, we're reading from the Message translation. The Road. Don't let this rattle you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you, so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. Thomas said, Master, we have no idea where you're going. How do you expect us to know the road? Jesus said, I am the road, also the truth, also the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him. You've even seen him. Philip said, Master, show us the Father, then we'll be content. You've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't understand. To see me is to see the Father. So how can you ask, where is the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you aren't mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. Believe me, I am in my Father and my Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts me will not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things, because I, on my way to the Father, I'm giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. Amen. Culture favours multitasking. Those that do it are praised for their productivity and effectiveness. But it's a lie. Multitasking doesn't work. Multitasking leaves you stressed and distracted because we are unable to fully focus on more than one thing at a time. And it's a real danger for those who follow Jesus. As Pastor Rick Warren often says, if Satan can't get you to be bad, he'll get you to be busy. Jesus was a master of focus. He focused on one thing and one thing only, doing what his Father wanted him to do. If you want to make a difference in the world, then focus only on doing what God wants you to do. That's the only thing that matters. You are free to do anything you want, but choosing to do what God wants you to do will make the most difference. If you don't focus, you'll be distracted by the things that matter the least. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you. What things that don't really matter manage to get your attention? I do hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we think about how vital a quiet time with God is for our mental health.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.